iPods, Apple's little digital music players, were one of this holiday season's hottest gifts. Many retailers sold out, and one industry analyst estimated Apple would ship 4.8 million iPods during the quarter that ends Friday and still face a backlog. So you're one of the lucky ones. You've got an iPod. Now what do you do with it? You could start by loading in some of the CDs you already own, or you could visit one of the online music services, including Apple's iTunes, and get your music there. But those services have not seen the success that has greeted iPods. Online music sales continue to be dwarfed by the amount of music traded for free at unauthorized sites. In the first of a three-part series, NPR's Netta Ulaby looks at the challenges facing online music services.
John Van Kerzik plays an odd little role in the ongoing drama of online music. He's an MP3 blogger.
My blog is called Music is a Virus. I named it after a Laurie Anderson song, Language is a Virus, which was actually named after a William S. Burroughs quote.
What Van Kerzik and a growing number of bloggers do is post MP3 files of songs along with commentary, context, and personal stories.
This came out on the One Little Indian label around the time Bjork's Big Time Sensuality was blowing up big time. In college, when I worked at Badlands, I stumbled upon the video of this song and added it to my Saturday playlist.
Van Kerzik's blog also includes a disclaimer. It says, if you like the song, I hope you'll buy it. You can buy music through digital music services pretty much two ways, per song or through a subscription, where you pay a flat fee for a certain number of songs per month. People usually start off buying songs a la carte because it's simple and cheap, usually 99 cents per song, and because it's the only way to buy music on iTunes, the most popular online music service.
We have a simple way of talking about this market. We call it iTunes and the Seven Dwarves.
That's industry analyst Josh Burnoff. He says after iTunes, the biggest players are Walmart's online music store, Napster, AOL Music, and Rhapsody. And he says combined, the downloading and streaming services now account for about 2% of all music sales in the United States.
It's respectable, and it's also growing rapidly.
How rapidly? In 5 years, Burnoff predicts that a third of all music sales will be downloaded or streamed. But right now, Napster CEO Chris Gorog says companies like his are struggling.
Whether we sell a 99-cent download or a $9.95 album or our $9.95 per month subscription service, we are sending a substantial amount of that to the copyright holders, to the record labels, who are also paying the music publishers.
What happens exactly to the 99 cents you pay for a song? Analyst Josh Burnoff breaks it down.
Somewhere between 60 and 70 cents of that typically goes to the owners of the copyright, the music labels, and some of it also to owners of other rights in the music. And a lot of what remains goes to the cost of the transaction, the credit card transaction, and the cost of hosting and bandwidth and basically the technical means of delivering.
For that reason, the company Real Networks has yet to turn a profit, says its chief strategy officer, Richard Wolpert.
We've talked about this publicly. Our gross margin, if you will, in the music subscription service is about 40 to 45 cents, and our gross margin in the traditional a la carte track sales, the 99 cents a track, is only about 15%.
Wolpert says most online music companies make no more than 15 cents a song. They can't afford to compete by lowering their prices.
Once you're in the 70-cent-ish range, you're starting to, you know, just break even, and below that, you're losing money.
Still, to draw people to its site, Real Networks offers top 10 hits for 49 cents.
But I'm still number one, everyday real. Speak what I want, I don't care what y'all feel, because I'm my own master.
More companies may develop tier systems with different prices for different categories of songs based on popularity. But Jack Isquith, executive director of music industry relations for AOL Music, says with 99 cents a song, the market seems to have found a price everyone can tolerate.
We're not seeing a lot of anecdotal information where people are saying they're displeased with the prices that they're paying for digital music. Maybe that will change as we reach more and more people and greater numbers. I don't know.
But when it comes to price wars, all online music businesses face a basic disadvantage.
There is no way that they can compete with free.
Carrie Sherman is president of the Recording Industry Association of America, the music industry's trade group. His organization has lobbied Congress to pass laws to stop unauthorized file trading and filed thousands of lawsuits against people it suspects of sharing music online without permission. Sherman says he buys music online. He's a fan of the subscription model. Here are some of his recent purchases.
The Calling, which is a wonderful band, Howie Day, Green Day. So what if being a mad kind of idiot? One nation controlled by the media. Information age of hysteria. It's going out to idiot America. Welcome to a new kind of tension.
Green Day hasn't yet been a pick on John Van Kertzig's MP3 blog. And deterrence isn't what drew him to the authorized online music services.
It's just a cleaner transaction. It's worth every penny when you buy the songs because you're not dealing with pop-ups, you're not dealing with infections to your computer.
But Van Kertzig thinks that music companies could be more competitive if they honored the Internet's original utopian spirit and collaborated with their customers to deliver what fans want. He's holding out for less calculation and more creativity.
A much more collective attitude towards music instead of the ossified system that we're moving out of right now.
But for now, Van Kertzig is happy to play his unpaid part, helping to guide music fans through the Internet's gazillions of songs. Netta Ulibi, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow, one man's utopian vision is succeeding online at CD Baby.